Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. My name is Jonathan Messenger, and with me, as always, is my good friend, Bebop Robomogo Wanatron. Say hi to everybody, Bebop. Bebop, come on. What? You can't talk? Okay, he's shaking his head no. So you can talk? Okay. Now Bebop is nodding his head yes. So if you can't talk, what, you don't want to talk? He's shaking his head no again. Now he's kind of shrugging. And now he's waving his fingers in the air like he's playing an invisible piano. Bebop, what is going on? Oh wait, you're not playing the piano. What is that? Oh, are you casting a spell? He's nodding yes. Wait, did you cast a spell to make it so I couldn't talk, but you accidentally made it so that you can't talk? He's nodding yes, no, sort of. Bebop, this is terrible audio. If you can talk, can you just tell us what happened? He's shaking his head no. Okay, well, we need to get into the episode. If you remember what happened in the last episode, Bunce was sick and the past spells he had cast had taken over his body and he was a danger to the explorers. But when the kids tried to use magic to fix something, they all disappeared, all but Finn and Foggy. So let's see what happens in today's episode of the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian on our own. Wait, I have an idea, said Elias. We go out there, throw this scroll to Superbunce. He reads it. He says, Urkafu. No! Shouted Finn. But it was too late. Elias was gone, too.
You know, I always thought you guys were smart, said Foggy.
Holy cow, Foggy! It's just you and me now, said Finn. What do we do?
One thing for sure, said Foggy. Don't say Erica.
No! Shouted Finn.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say it.
Okay, let's not make a joke out of it, though, right? Finn looked around the room. What do you think happened, Foggy? He said. Are they gone? In another dimension? Invisible? Did they just get shrunken until they're teeny tiny? Wait, you know what? Don't go over there in case they actually are teeny tiny. We don't want to squish anyone.
Our best option is probably to do what you said in the first place, said Foggy. We need to get to the bridge and see if we can find our way to the magical planet.
Before a Superbunce gets us, said Finn.
Or we step on any of our tiny friends, said Foggy.
Or, said Finn, we accidentally say Urka.
Don't!
Yelled Foggy. Gotcha! Said Finn.
I thought we just got through saying we weren't going to joke about this.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with me, said Finn. Maybe Vale didn't disappear. Maybe he got really tiny and got into my brain somehow. Foggy flew up, slightly off the floor, trying not to step where any tiny explorers could be, and then he put the scrolls back in the chest and lifted the chest off the floor. Finn opened the door to the compartment and looked out for Superbunce roaming the hallways. It's clear, he whispered, and he and Foggy began making their way to the bridge. Now what? Said Finn.
That's the Shakespeare's defense alarm,
said Foggy.
It means the space station is under attack.
All right, let's get to the bridge now, said Finn. Whatever is out there could be worse than the Super Bunts. Finn and Foggy ran through the corridor, but stopped short in front of the bridge. The door was open and inside was Super Bunts. Finn walked in slowly. He motioned for Foggy to stay back. They didn't want Super Bunts to see the scrolls and to try to use even more magic.
I'm not going to hurt you, said Super Bunts,
without even looking at Finn. His eyes were on the giant view screen, which was splattered with green goop.
I want to hurt you, don't get me wrong, said Bunts.
But I can control it momentarily.
What's going on here, Bunts? Said Finn.
It's the jammers. They've found us, said Bunts. And they're not messing around this time. They're sending giant missiles straight for us. Look, those aren't little balloons splattering on our windshield.
So what does that mean? Said Finn.
It means you all need to get out of here, said Bunts. It's me the jammers are after. Take your friends to an explorer pod and get off the Shakespeare.
Friends? Said Finn. Oh, that's right, you don't know. They're all gone. Even Juliana.
What?
Said Bunts, and for the first time he looked at Finn. And even though the magic had twisted Bunts, and even though Finn had opposed Bunts for so long, Finn felt bad. He saw something human in Bunts at that moment. A father's pain, learning that his daughter was missing. Long story short, they tried some magic, it didn't work, and they all disappeared, said Finn.
Let me guess, did the spell begin with an irk and end with an oom?
Yeah, said Finn, surprised.
Then you need to get off the Shakespeare, now, said Bunts.
He grimaced like he was trying to keep control of whatever had taken him over. He sat down at the captain's chair.
Here, I'm setting the navigation on Troop 103's pod. You need to go there now and get on it. The autopilot will take you where you need to go.
Where? Said Finn. And what about you?
This is the only way to save your friends and Juliana, said Bunts. Go!
No, said Finn. That's ridiculous. Bunts's lasers shot at Finn's feet.
You're losing control! You're losing control, said Finn.
No, said Bunts. I actually just wanted to shoot you. Now go!
Finn and Foggy ran down the corridor as an explosion rocked the Shakespeare. They jumped onto the explorer pod, and the autopilot immediately shot them away from the Shakespeare. They looked back and saw giant green rockets splattering goo on the exterior of the Shakespeare. When they had gotten nearly a quarter mile away, Finn turned to Foggy. Foggy, do you think we did the right thing? We don't even know where we're going, and we just left Bunts in charge of the Marlowe, all alone. Just then, an enormous green missile rocked the Shakespeare, tearing a giant hole in the space station.
Yep,
said Foggy.
Seems like we did the right thing.
All right, so we are actually no closer to knowing what happened to the disappeared explorers than we were in the last episode. But it seems that Bunts knows, just wasn't able to tell Finn and Foggy before they got onto the pod. So where is Bunts sending them? Can they really trust Bunts? And what is the fate of Bunts as a hole gets torn open in the Shakespeare? Well, maybe we'll find out next week, but who knows? We are heading toward a season finale, which means we do have to answer a number of these questions, but it's not quite there yet. Still got a couple weeks away from the season finale. And right now, the major question is, what was Bebop's deal? Why wasn't he talking? Well, maybe we'll have an answer to that next week. I want to say thank you to everybody who's been sending in spell ideas. Maybe they're appearing in the show. Maybe they're not just yet, but I am going to use a couple of them very soon. Can't say which ones because of spoilers. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye-bye.
All right, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for sending in all your spell ideas. Keep sending them in. Don't send them to Bebop, please. I don't want any more slipper fires in here. But please do send them to earth@fincastmedia.com. Subject line, spells. The Alien Adventures of Fincast is a Gen Z Kids production, written and produced by Jonathan Messenger, edited and guided by Griffin Messenger, with special thanks to Maria Villanueva. Our intern is, of course, Emerson Messenger. The music you hear at the beginning and end of every show is by Mark Greenberg, the recently voted the nicest gentleman in the universe. Our cover art is by Sir Ian Dingman. Whew. Sorry, ran out of breath for a second there. For more great podcasts for your family, go to gzmshows.com, and we will see you next week.
Okay, look, I cast a spell to try to make Jonathan's voice really high, and it bounced off him back onto me, and I sound like this now, okay? You happy? I sound like this.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.